It's time to talk Auburn Bulldog football. Coach Tony Jantz, the Bulldogs picked up a win last week, getting their second win in a row. They beat the Fall City Tigers 41-6. Coach, homecoming, early start, all kinds of things going on. Kids responded well, it sounds like.
Yeah, I thought so. We kind of got off to a slow start offensively, and that always has you, you know, concern on a week like that. But we got going as the game went on. I thought in the second half we came out and executed particularly well in the third quarter. Defensively, I thought we played really well throughout the game. You know, Fall City's got a lot of ways to hurt you through the air, and I thought on the back end of our defense in particular, I thought we played really, really well. So, yeah, we're continuing to make strides, continuing to improve throughout the season, and that's the biggest thing you want to see, and I thought we took some steps forward this week, and then hopefully now we can continue that.
And without looking at the numbers, I know you had at least a couple of interceptions in that ball game. Like you said, the kids in the back end played pretty well there, and I think there was a pick six involved.
Yeah, that was Crew Galizia, and you know, Crew himself had three interceptions, and we had another one from Lane Jones, and Crew just played a great game throughout. Maybe it's the best game he's played as a Bulldog. He had our first touchdown of the game as well on a pass reception. So, he had a great game and all around just a solid performance from our senior there.
And now in district play, you picked up two wins. That's what you have to do here. You want to win that district title. There's big games coming up, of course, this week. They're all big this week. It's Fairbury, so you got to get the Jeffs. They're winless, but you know every team is dangerous one way or another.
Well, absolutely, yeah. Every team in this district can beat any team. We know that, and you know, last week you just look at the score they had with Wilbur. Wilbur's a team that you know, we felt like we really had to battle with, and Fairbury played them within a point and had an opportunity to win that game. So you can't overlook anyone just based off record or anything like that. And again, you got to continue to work on getting better week by week too. And so you got to stay process focused as well, working to get better, working to improve, and hopefully that's where our guys are at with that as well.
Mm-hmm. And as I said, Fairbury probably played their best game of the year last week, so maybe they got things kind of turned around going their way. They're looking for their first win, and I'm sure they'd love nothing better to get it against Auburn.
Yeah, and this is a team clearly on film is not, you know, sometimes when you have some rough luck and you don't have a lot of success in terms of wins, you can see teams, especially in high school sometimes, you know, kind of change their approach a little bit. And these guys haven't let up one out. They come out and they play hard. They play aggressive for four quarters. And we know without a doubt that's what we're going to see on Friday.
As far as the Jeffs, what kind of team are they offensively?
You know, statistically, they've been pretty balanced in terms of what they've gotten yardage-wise, running and passing. Their back last week played, I thought, the best game he'd played all year. He ran hard, but their quarterback has the ability to really uncork one, too. And so they got the ability to go deep at any point in time. So they can hurt you in a number of ways. So, again, we got to play good team defense and do our jobs and trust our teammates. And if we do, then I think we got a chance to continue to be successful on that side of the ball.
And it sounds like you have something going for your team Friday night that I haven't heard much from coaches this year. Probably going to have the same starting lineup as the week before, and with all the injuries that have hit our area this year, that's pretty unique.
Yeah, you know, we had some injuries early in the year, and some of those guys we won't get back, but some of them we have. And then, yeah, like you said, knock on wood, last week stayed fairly healthy there.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. We'll talk to you in the pregame show on Friday night.
Sounds good. Thank you, John.
That's Auburn Coach's Show for this week. You can hear the Bulldogs at Fairbury coming up on Friday night on Sunny 101.3. Kickoff at 7 o'clock in Fairbury.